Hunter Biden sends Giuliani, Bob Alinsky. Desperate, frivolous, and laughable letter to preserve laptop from hell records. By Wendell Hasebo on February 8, 2023. Hunter Biden and his high-powered and expensive legal team sent Rudy Giuliani, Tony Bob Alinsky, and 12 others a litigation hold letter to preserve laptop from hell records. A move seen by some critics as a public relations tactic to change the troubling narrative for the Biden family. The litigation letter asks the individuals to preserve potential evidence for future lawsuits related to the alleged theft of personal data that may include information from his laptop, NBC News reported. Among those asked to preserve records are Roger Stone, John Paul MacIsaac, the computer repairman, lawyer Robert Costello, ex-Trump aide Garrett M. Ziegel, Biden family partner Bob Alinsky, and Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and Trump attorney. Each letter to the 14 individuals says, "You have made various statements and engaged in certain activities by your own admission, or that have been publicly reported in the media, concerning our client, Robert Hunter Biden, Mr. Biden. This letter, notice, constitutes notice that a litigation hold should be in effect for the preservation and retention of all records and documents related to Mr. Biden." Hunter's legal team member told NBC News the president's son is trying to protect his family from the extensive and sustained attacks related to its business dealings in foreign countries, such as Ukraine, Russia, and China. "We are going back to 2008 to ensure we capture the extensive and sustained attacks on the Biden family," the statement said. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project, told Breitbart News the letter is a desperate, frivolous, and laughable effort that will only hurt the family's legal position, because the lawsuit will lead to discovery, a legal process by which Hunter would be deposed on camera. "This is a desperate, frivolous, and laughable attempt to silence political critics of President Biden and his corrupt family," he said. "It won't work, and it will backfire, legally and politically, on the Bidens. I hope Hunter Biden is stupid enough to file a lawsuit, because the discovery, including Hunter's videotaped deposition, will be manna from heaven," Davis added. The letter comes as Hunter appears to have tried to change the public relations battle waged between House investigators and his high-powered lawyers. Experts told Breitbart News Hunter could be paying more than $100,000 per month for his legal defense. Hunter is reportedly weighing whether to pay for his defense by creating a fund to which donors can contribute. However, there's little transparency offered about the donors. It is not the first time his expensive lawyers have sent threatening letters. The Justice Department's National Security Division and the Delaware Attorney General's office have received letters demanding investigations into Hunter's laptop from hell. Meanwhile, the Biden family business scandal is starting to impact Joe Biden's presidency. Instead of speaking about policy, Joe Biden has been peppered with questions about the family's business. On Wednesday, Joe Biden told PBS News the public isn't going to pay attention to the 9 GOP probes into his family, such as money laundering, wire fraud, and tax evasion. But polling shows otherwise. According to a recent survey, 61% of voters believe it is likely Joe Biden was consulted about and perhaps profited from his son Hunter's overseas business deals, including at least one involving a company in mainland China. 44% say it is very likely. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.